Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Murder in the morning from the
It's Stacey Cole and Carol Hughes. We're continuing on in the journey that is Murder in the Morning this week. Tony is on vacation. Carol is getting up to speed on some of the horrific cases that we follow on a daily basis, you poor thing.
It's been intense. And this particular story really bothers me. Like we talked about it the other day, and I was kind of angry about it. And I still am, because anytime, you know, a child's harmed, let alone this poor child went through hell before she was murdered.
Yeah. And details are coming out now about what she may have endured. And it looks like they've got footage of this creep, Stefan or whatever. I haven't decided what his name is. Everybody's pronouncing it differently. And as Sean from Psych would say, I've heard it both ways. For those of you who ever watched Psych, it's a lovely show. It does involve murder, but it's cute. It's a cute show. So if you need some relief from some of the stories that we share with you, I highly recommend the show Psych, even though it's been over for like 10 years. Sorry, I digress. Did you ever watch Psych?
I did not.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a lovely show. It's almost along the lines of Ted Lasso, but way different. It's just cute. Anywho, let's go back into this horrific case, the Madeline Soto murder case. Stefan Stearns is just, the mountain of evidence against him is just increasing with every day that goes by. It's
a mountain.
It's a literal mountain. Yeah, there's hundreds of pages of investigative documents and reports into the disappearance and murder of 13-year-old Madeline Soto. Now, they've found so much evidence against him. She was reported missing on February 26th, just a day after celebrating her 13th birthday. According to her mother, Jen Soto, Stearns, who was her boyfriend at the time, had taken Maddie to school that morning, but she never made it to school, and her body was discovered in a wooded area on March 1st. Now, Stearns has been charged with her murder and faces additional charges for possessing over 1,500 disturbing images and videos of Madeline found on his phone. Okay, so her body was discovered near a line of bamboo trees less than 100 feet from the road where Stearns was seen with a flat tire on the day that she disappeared. I think the flat tire was real. I don't think she was meant to be disposed of in that area. I think what happened was he had a flat tire and went, oh, shit.
Oh, I've got a dead you're body. You're probably right.
Yeah, I've got a dead body in my front seat and I have a flat tire.
Because in my head, when I hadn't thought about it like that, I thought he did it and came back and he had a flat tire. And I was like, oh, karma. But I bet you're right. I bet he had the flat tire and had to dispose of her there. I bet you're right.
Yeah. And I say this as somebody who my last car, my rims were screwed up, so my tires would deflate. So I'd have to make sure that my tire pressure was good before I'd leave the house. And some days it would be awful. Like I'd get somewhere and go, oh crap, I'm going to have to fill up my tires. So you're always thinking about this and, you know, am I going to go get some frozen food and then I'm going to have a flat tire? I got to plan accordingly. Well, if you have a flat tire and a dead body in your front seat, you're going to have to change your plans. So I say this with some experience. Now, officers noted that she was wearing a green hooded sweatshirt and blue jeans, her body partially covered by pieces of hay or dry grass. Yeah, this isn't where he was going to put her at all. She probably was not going to be found.
I don't know, because he also did other stupid things. So,
yeah,
you know, he did. I don't think he's a smart person at all.
No.
And so he was just finding a place to dispose of her. And that probably he got the flat tires as good a place as any.
Exactly. The medical examiner reported that her body was in a state of decomposition with visible insect activity around her mouth, left eye, ears, and right hand. Now, the documents don't specify the cause of death, but an investigative reporter from WFTV, Shannon Butler, revealed that her sources indicated that Madeline had been strangled. Now, I'm wondering, he'd been sexually abusing her for a number of years, it sounds like. I wonder if she was finally going to say something to somebody.
There's something at the very end of this story that I had not heard that you'll get to that I wonder if it has something to do with that.
Okay. Investigators presented video evidence that contradicted Stern's claim about his actions the day that Madeline was last seen. Stern's told police that he dropped Madeline off near her school around 8:30 a.m. However, surveillance footage is showing Stearns driving with Madeline's lifeless body in the car nearly an hour before that. In one video, Stearns is seen discarding trash bags into a compactor at Jen's apartment complex. Detectives found Madeline's school laptop, backpack, and a trash bag containing one of her shoes in the compactor.
See, he's stupid. He discarded this stuff right there at their apartment complex.
Idiot.
And there's videos that maybe people saw him, but in enough time that they're able to go back and find it, things he discarded.
And that's, of course, where they're going to look, you moron.
So that's why I don't know that he had a great plan on what to do after this.
No, I think this happened quickly. I think he may have decided that morning, I need to do something here.
Well, I think so too.
Further surveillance footage from traffic cameras showed Stearns taking a different route than what he reported. And at one point, he pulled into a garage near Holiday Inn Club Vacations. The footage shows Stearns carrying a limp body to the trunk of his vehicle. Dumbasses. Here's the thing. If you're going to do something out in public, there are cameras
everywhere.
Not just in front of you.
I love it.
You.
Because of that, it makes these people not always easier to catch, but I'm happy that there's video footage of him. Like, this son of a bitch should just be like, you know what, I'm guilty. Just go ahead and give me the punishment.
Yep. Well, now we walk into the Soto house, and it's about to get ugly, kids. Stearns had lived with Jennifer and Maddie until December 23. Interesting.
I thought he had lived with them in the whole time.
I thought so too. Besides Jennifer and Madeline, at least two other roommates resided in the home. During a search, investigators found that the rooms in the house matched the backgrounds of many images of child sex abuse on his phone. Additionally, they discovered masturbation cream, a Sig Sauer weapon, ammunition, and a wallet with multiple credit cards in Stearns' room. Jennifer admitted that she allowed Madeline to share a bed with Stearns. And on the night before she disappeared, she sent them to sleep together. Stearns claimed he arrived home while Jennifer was at work and ensured Madeline followed her nightly routines. A woman identifying herself as Stearns' ex-girlfriend told deputies that she stopped speaking to Stearns after he mentioned that he was sharing a bed with Madeline. She recalled Stearns
Can I interrupt there?
Please do.
Like, if I knew somebody that would disgust me so bad, I would call CPS and I'd be like, I don't know if anything's happening, but this guy I know, I don't think I could refer to him as my ex. This guy I know admitted to me that he shares a bed with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this family needs to be investigated. Now, maybe she did, but if she didn't, I would have a real hard time living with myself, knowing this girl, her fate. It just pisses me off. It's like the mom, I went off on this the other day too, but 1,500 images, they see the places in this apartment that match up with these images. So it's more than one location in the apartment. It's happening everywhere. And the mom doesn't know anything about it. And even though she lets him sleep together. Yeah, just makes me so outraged.
And now we go back to the conversation with the ex-girlfriend. She recalled Stearns justifying sleeping with Madeline, saying he needed to cuddle with her to help her sleep. She further revealed a conversation where Stearns admitted waking up with an erection while in bed with the then 12 or younger year old girl.
And how does that come up in conversation?
Right.
Like, why would you admit that to anybody?
Yep.
So to me, is that really what he said? Or if he really did say that, is that some sort of sick kick he got out of telling somebody about it? And how, and did she report that to CPS? Because how do you not? How do you not?
Mm-hmm. You have to. If somebody comes to you and says, I've been sleeping with a child.
10, 11, and 12-year-old girl who needs to cuddle before she falls asleep.
Yeah. And I'm waking up with a Woody. This has to stop. I mean, I'm being blunt there, but you sick fuck.
And he tells an ex
turned on by a child.
But he tells an ex-girlfriend all this, but then her own mother doesn't seem to have a clue that they need to snuggle together every night for little Madeline to fall asleep. No, my God. How mm-mm. could you not read in between those lines what's really happening? Even if he is gaslighting you. Doesn't your own mom intuition tell you this is not right?
Should.
There's something wrong with this mom.
Yeah, there has to be. And I think now I know which sentence you mm-hmm. are hoping I get to, because this may explain why she needed to be snuffed out. Friends, teachers, and others who knew Madeline described her as a kind and sweet girl who suffered from anxiety. Yeah, I would too. Mm-hmm. Now, they found it hard to believe that she would run away and stated that she had no issues with anybody. One of her friends mentioned that Maddie's menstrual cycle was late,
suggesting potential sexual abuse, but suggesting the reason, the motive behind it.
Yeah. She might have figured out she was pregnant.
Or he figured out that she wasn't having her period. Or maybe she said something about her period not happening. And then he realized, oh my God, I've gotten her pregnant. So to get out of this, there's only one option for him, I guess.
Yeah.
Either way, the guy should be in jail for the rest of his life, whether he impregnated her. I mean, he didn't have to do what he did.
I wonder if this is something else we're going to find out, because when they do an autopsy, this is something that they need to check for. Was
she
pregnant?
And I would think they would have done that.
And then they can do DNA on the dead fetus and find out whose baby is this.
And even if she's not, if she wasn't, and she was just late, she's late because of anxiety and stress and living like mm-hmm. this. My God.
Yeah.
And how does the mom not know? He's got 1,500 pictures on his phone. 1,500. I mean, my God, that's an enormous amount of pictures. And none of this, he's able to do this all in secret, despite the fact that he cuddles with her every night in bed. And she's like, you two go to bed and do your cuddling. I'm going to sleep out here. That's so messed up.
Yeah, yes, they are looking for the death penalty on this guy. Good. But as I've said all week, I'm going to take a page out of Tony's book. Let's just hope that, well, the prison takes care of his punishment.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one.
As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household. You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household. You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household. You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household. You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.